I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We've had a number of restaurant closures in the area over the past month or two, including some big names and well-established eateries. Our Debbie Monterey checked in with Buddy Law, the CEO of the Missouri Restaurant Association.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges right now that are facing the restaurant industry?
Rising prices are one of our biggest challenges, whether it's the food that we purchase to prepare or raising wages. We're coming into January, too, which is a really hard time for restaurants because people get their credit card bills. They just spend extra money at Christmas. It's a really tough. January is one of our slowest months of the year.
We have had a number of other challenges as well. I know COVID was really difficult for a lot of restaurant owners and rising prices for everyday people as well who may be cutting back. Are you seeing a lot of people doing that?
Yes. A lot of the consumer is very cautious about how they spend their money now. And it's even expensive to go to the grocery store just to bring food home to cook. So if you have a family of four, or even if you're just feeding yourself, it costs quite a bit more than it did a few years ago. And you mentioned COVID. COVID changed the restaurant industry forever. If you remember when COVID first started, we had to shut down. So that hurt. But then we had the PPP loans that kind of helped out. But as we opened back up, we consolidated a bit. A lot of restaurants changed the way they operate. They added a to-go aspect to their business that they really didn't have previously. And then the DoorDashes and the Uber Eats all kind of came along. And so that helped restaurants quite a bit. But that all comes with a cost. When you do the DoorDashes and the Uber Eats, that adds 30% to the ticket price. So consumers feel that. It's harder to stretch your food dollar than like it used to be.
Do you have advice for people running restaurants who, as you mentioned, are facing higher costs themselves of the food they buy and their employees? They have to obviously raise prices, but then there is a point when people are going to the restaurant saying, I'm never going back there again. It was so expensive.
Well, you have to provide great service. We have to have good people, and we do. So when you go out to eat in a restaurant, it's an experience from the hostess greeting you when you come in all the way through your dinner. The server has to be great. The food has to be great. And there has to be a perceived value in it. Because going out to eat is, I wouldn't call it a luxury, but it is something that people enjoy to do. So we have to make it a good experience and try to keep it as reasonably priced as possible. Restaurant owners realize that raising prices isn't the only answer. Smaller portions will start to come into effect, especially with some of the new medications that people are on. They have less of an appetite. So I think you'll see us continue to evolve to try to survive and make things happen.
We've had a number of reports in the last few weeks of restaurants, even long established ones that have been around for a long time, that are closing their doors. Do you have a count by any chance of how many restaurants, either in the St. Louis area or statewide, have shut down recently?
I don't know an exact number. Only thing that we really get is the restaurants that open, because we can see all the permits that are pulled. There's no good mechanism for closings other than catching it through the social medias or on the news or just being in the communities to know. But I know there are more closing down, and you're in St. Louis, so the whole Del Mar district, that's really struggling after the tornado. Even if the restaurant was able to open back up, the surrounding community is struggling with their own housing and their own buildings. So it's just not coming back like we had hoped it would. So I'm really concerned about that whole area from Martin Luther King all the way over to Del Mar. I don't know how they're going to survive. It's going to take a lot of city support to revive that. And I think it's going to go down before it comes back up.
What are you seeing as far as 2026 for the industry?
Well, we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to open new restaurants. And I think operators just have to be very, very careful financially and fiscally to make it work. Hopefully inflation will stop or at least ease up quite a bit. I think we're almost past the tariff problems because that created some issues. So I think we'll start to see a stabilization. We're looking for beef prices to come down and all the commodities to start to level off. So as things start to level off, I think restaurant operators will be able to, if you had enough reserves, you'll be able to maintain and get back on track.
That is Buddy Lall, CEO of the Missouri Restaurant Association, talking with our Debbie Monterey.